This is the sound of the American West. At least that iconic sound as filtered through the ears of an Italian, composer Ennio Morricone. He was a giant in the world of film scores, composing the music for more than 500 movies. Ennio Morricone has died at the age of 91. NPR's Rose Friedman has this appreciation.
When Ennio Morricone wrote a score for a Western, he used sneaky tricks to make those evocative sounds. Whistles, animal calls, creaks, gunshots, and groans. And his most famous sound?
I used a coyote howl.
Il tema del film.
The exact sound, that is the theme of the film.
That was Ennio Morricone speaking to NPR in 2014 through his female translator, Roberta Rinaldi. Morricone worked closely with directors to create a new kind of score. Dialogue was often minimal.
Your spurs.
The soundtrack did the talking. Historian Christopher Frayling wrote a book about the Italian Westerns. He told NPR in 2007 that the composer and the directors he worked with wanted to infuse the films with, among other things, a sense of humor.
They wanted something that was much more hip, much more related to pop. So it's Italian folk instruments plus rock music of the mid-1960s. And it was an astonishingly raucous, noisy sound.
The creator of that sound was born in Rome in 1928. Ennio Morricone began writing music at the age of 6 and never stopped. In the mid-60s, he discovered the contemporary music scene in Italy and joined a collective called Il Gruppo, that was influenced by John Cage's avant-garde experimentation.
As a joke, I called these friends of mine, and I started telling them to do kind of a sound like groans or very strange sounds, and I started conducting them. And I also did sounds myself, so I kind of did some strange voice and noise.
From that early experience, Morricone was off and running towards one of the most celebrated film scoring careers of all time. It began with Il Federale in 1961 and continued through his collaborations with director Sergio Leone on a famous series of westerns that included A Fistful of Dollars, For a Few Dollars More, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and Once Upon a Time in the West. But that wasn't all he did. Some of his best-known scores include the political drama The Battle of Algiers, Brian De Palma's take on 1930s gangsters, The Untouchables, and The Mission, about a Jesuit priest in South America. Historian Christopher Frayling had a chance to meet the choir master, who'd worked on another Morricone film, and he asked what words the choir was actually singing.
He said, I can't remember. It was just incomprehensible. They're just sounds, you know, and the human voice is used as another musical instrument.
But while the words might have been imprecise, the maestro's hand still guided every aspect of the production. Many film composers write the music and then hand the score off to someone else to orchestrate, but Morricone insisted on being part of each step in the process. Again, he spoke through his female translator.
A real composer has to take care of all his music, and those who actually just write the melody and then hand it on to someone else are not, to me, they're not real composers.
That attention to detail paid off. Ennio Morricone was nominated for 6 Academy Awards. He was presented with an honorary Oscar in 2007 and finally won the prize outright in 2015 for The Hateful Eight. But none of it seemed to go to his head. He told NPR that he didn't think of himself as having created that iconic world of the Wild West. The director did it with his images, Morricone said. What I think I have done is specified and made it clearer what the characters were feeling. Rose Friedman, NPR News.